And have a great night.
Q.com. Thank you so much, Marina, for joining us.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
It is the Monday morning show on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. You can join us at KAXE.org.
We receive support from Grand Rapids State Bank, committed to serving the Grand Rapids area for over 110 years. More at grsb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is time now for Headwaters with DJ Dang.
If I was a painter with colors no end, I'd paint the whole thing simply again, where everything runs into everything, where every color is born without sin. River in my veins, green be the beat of the heart in the trees, blue be the pillow, the moon on the tide, let brown be the base of some true love's eyes, give us a chance at an earthly life, then pull it from under us when we arrive, sending us orderly. What choice had I? Born under the only sky. Vast, 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 silver, gold and brass, the moon's milk, the sun's silk, I'll move among the stars. I found out when I listened. If I was a painter with colors no end, I'd paint the whole thing simply again, where everything runs into everything, where every color is born without sin.
Do it now. Van Morrison, right there with the song Down the Road off his record of the same name. Before that, Emdou Mokhtar from the country of Niger with his song Oh France, bemoaning the colonialism of France in Africa. It's off a new record called Tears of Injustice. And the Altons out of San Diego with their song Your Light. And we started that set off with a song by one of my favorite Irish singers, Lisa O'Neill, who's originally from County Cavan in Ireland, but now is a resident of Dublin. That's off of her record, All of This is Chance, and we heard the song If I Was a Painter. Good morning, this is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music, new on KAXE weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. I'm your host, DJ Dang, and happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone out there. My grandfather's from County Tipperary on my mom's side. And on my dad's side, they're from a small town called Uachtaráin, which is in County Galway in the west of Ireland. And been to Ireland many, many times, lived there for about 5 months, and it means a lot to me. So we're going to be visiting different kinds, styles, and eras of Irish music today. And our request line, instead of actually looking for songs, I just want to hear what are some of your favorite things about Ireland, its culture, the people, the land, the history. Any of those things, please text us at 218-326-1234. We would love to hear from you. And coming about 10:30, I'll be reading out some of those responses. So please go ahead and give us a text on your thoughts about Ireland on this day today. Support for KAXE comes from Atchison Tire in Grand Rapids, providing service and offering tire brands like Bridgestone, Firestone, and Toyo, serving the area since 1916. More at AtchisonTire.com. The City of Grand Rapids holds City Government Academy, a 9-week program that explores different aspects of the city, such as public works, community development, and more. Registration deadline is March 21st. Find more info at thecityofgrandrapidsmn.com. And we'd like to thank Itasca Economic Development Corporation, creating and retaining quality jobs in Itasca County through education, research, and connections with businesses. Working to help grow small businesses of all sizes and strengthen our local workforce, learn more at itascadv.org. As I said, we will be celebrating all things St. Paddy's Day today throughout the set and exploring different types and styles and eras of Irish music. And this is a record we got last November. The artist's name is Susan O'Neill. She's from County Clare. She's a kind of indie pop artist, but County Clare is well known throughout the world as a stronghold of Irish traditional music. And I don't know what involvement Susan O'Neill might have had or might not have had. I'm sure she was exposed to it. But herself as an artist, she's decided to go the indie pop route. And we're going to hear Bright Eyes by Susan O'Neill right here on Headwaters.
Sitting on the 908, the city sleeps while I'm awake, but all of my senses lead me blue, and all of the faces look like you. A million eyes on billboard frames, we're all crying out for what we crave. Oh, but I'm begging for some truth out of the white lines into your breath. Is there a feeling this could change?
bleeding feet upon my fate. It's bleeding eyes that hold my gaze. Oh, I rebound for better days. Oh, can you show me better ways? Out of the white eyes, into your eyes, is there a feeling that this could change? Out of the darkness and into the color where you'll see me again. They sold a broken dream. It isn't real, no, it isn't real. We must hold a steady stream on embers and on open seas.
Ruby! listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE. Run, Hitler, run, you'll never get away.
Stay tough enough. Get me a machine gun and do a song. Play the little Adolf all night long. Run, Hitler, run. We're coming to get you.
Woody Guthrie meets the Irish-American punk boys from Boston known as Dropkick Murphys, and that song Run Hitler Run off of Oakham Arising, where Dropkick Murphys were given access to Woody Guthrie's lyrical notebook from his daughter, and she helped produce this record, Oakham Arising. Really, really interesting record and cool tunes from beginning to end. That was the Dropkick Murphys. Before that, the O'Connor Band, a.k.a. Mark O'Connor, who are actually a bluegrass band from the U.S. They are doing their version of Ruby, Are You Mad at Your Man? And a new record into the station by The Devil Makes Three. The record's called Spirits. We are the song Divide and Conquer. And we started that set off with an artist from County Clare in the west, southwest of Ireland, Susan O'Neill, and her song Bright Eyes. Good morning, everyone. This is Headwaters, the best source for all the coolest songs in northern Minnesota that you will hear on any given weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm your host, DJ Dang, and we're celebrating St. Paddy's Day by sprinkling in new, old, modern, traditional Irish tunes from all over the diaspora. We receive support from ICTV. Stay tuned. Stay connected with ICTV. Learn more at ICTV.org. Coming up at 9:45 will be the slice of green cheese, so about 12 minutes from now, so just hang tight. Great River Rescue has their annual Fur Bowl Sunday, March 23rd from 1 to 3 at Bemidji Bowl. Individuals and teams may register at greatriverrescue.com. And Northern Community Radio's Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of every month. If you have questions or are interested in joining the board, contact us at 218-326-1234 during business hours. The board's full meeting schedule is available online at kaxe.org. And now it's time for KAXE's Album of the Week. We have an artist from Ghana in Africa. Florence Aduni is the artist's name. The record's called A-O-E-I-U, which stands for An Ordinary Exercise in Unity. Aduni plays a mix of high life music, which is a style from Ghana that formed out of local rhythms combined with Western jazz melodies, horn and guitar leads over up-tempo polyrhythms. And this record fuses that high life sound with funk and disco. And we're going to hear a song called Fo Yele by Florence Aduni.
Sent to our misfortunate forefathers.
Ramblin' Boys singing about the streets of Chicago. Before that, we heard one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite bands ever, the Pogues. Pogues meaning kisses in the Gaelic language. And their song, Young Ned of the Hill, it's one of the few songs actually not sung by Shane McGowan. That one was sung by their mandolin player, Terry Woods. And Young Ned of the Hill, referencing Oliver Cromwell, a little bit of history in that tune where he had a famous saying, the Irish can go to hell or Connaught, and Connaught is a western part of Ireland that's very rocky and poor terrain for farming, not the rich Midlands and eastern and northern parts of Ireland that were taken by the British colonists and landlords. So to hell or Connaught is a famous saying in Ireland, and Oliver Cromwell gets very little love in that island. Before the Pogues, we heard our album of the week, Florence Aduni. Let us know what you think of the album of the week. We heard the song Foyele off of her record, An Ordinary Exercise in Unity. You can text us at 218-326-1234. Also, our request line coming up at 10:30 will not be for songs, but really I just want to hear what are some of your favorite things about Ireland, about the land, about the people, about the culture. There's so much there, whether you've been there or not. What are some of your favorite things? We've already heard from a few people, and I'll be reading those off in the 10:30 hour. Musicians' birthdays of note today. The first couple are some Irish musicians. Hozier was born on this day in 1990. Where's that boy from? He's born in County Wicklow, so just south of Dublin. And then who else? There was a group called The Corrs that had a big pop hit. I think that song made it big over here. But Carolyn Corr of The Corrs, she was born on this day in 1973. And the Smashing Pumpkins' Billy Corgan was also born today. Happy birthday to Billy Corgan. And now it is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids, Common Grounds 218 in Longville, and Wings Airport Cafe in Brainerd for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Where was St. Patrick from? Today is St. Patrick's Day. Where was St. Patrick from? If you know the answer or you want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, where is St. Patrick from? And you can call us at 218-326-1234. Next up is a live from the BBC recording by Louis Armstrong. And there's a really, well, I'll get maybe more into it in the break, but Louis Armstrong features heavily in a really fascinating contemporary Irish novel that I'll talk more about in a little bit. But we are going to hear When the Saints Go Marching In by Louis Armstrong.
Harry Glenn. that fine swinging out there. Always a jumping audience. The All-Stars myself were very happy. I bought a nice hand for Marty Napoleon at the piano there. Buddy Catlett on the bass. Barcelona and old Sachibo right here. Oh, Winter Saints, Winter Saints, Winter Saints, watch it then.
We have yet to receive a winning answer for today's slice of green cheese. Again, the question is, where is St. Patrick from? And I guess the only hint or clue I can give you is it's not Ireland. But it's another place that's very closely related for both the good and the bad, maybe more the bad than the good, to Ireland. And that's where St. Patrick's from. Speaking of Ireland, we're going to get into a song now by Maverick Sabre, brand new artist, kind of in the R&B vein. He's born and raised in Ireland, but currently living in London. This is Maverick Sabre with the song Holy Land.
Darling, I'm done searching for a holy land. Maybe I'm not qualified to understand. And I tried it, maybe I could love you there. Maybe I would love you now.
We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. We have a hint. Winner, please hold your calls.
Maybe we'll
Maverick Sabre right there with the song Holy Land. And we do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Pat from Zirkle is going to Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia. And today would have been her mother's 104th birthday. Happy birthday to your mom, Pat. And Pat correctly answered the question, where is St. Patrick's from? Or where is St. Patrick from? St. Patrick is from England. Britain would have been a correct answer as well. When he was 16 years old, he was kidnapped by Celtic pirates and brought to Ireland and enslaved for about 6 years. And around the age of 22, he escaped that situation and made his way back to England, where he became a priest. And then upon that happening, he decided to go back to Ireland. And the rest is history. And he kind of got the pagans and the druids in his sights and started the ball rolling on a very significant era of Irish history that I would say the country is now just recovering from. So congrats to Pat, and thanks so much for tuning in and listening to A Slice of Green Cheese. And you can catch it here every weekday morning at 9:45, and then Saturday nights, of course, our world famous Green Cheese Trivia Show from 7 o'clock until 9. And this week's hosts will be Janet Bredeman and Christy Norland out of the Bemidji Studios. And right now we are going to hear from Willie Dunn. This is a song called Wounded Lake right here on Headwaters.
No politics alive to run smoky sky would lay here and bend beneath the sun. And the driftwood by my shores, bleach whiteness though their pores, be riddled through and through by the worms. And I've been here a long, long while, seen your granddad as a child, and I know his son's a lot like himself. The ducks, the geese, and loons have striven many, many moons all along the sands and reeds of my shore. Apologies to none who would come here with a gun and hunt the bears and birds upon the hills, or to fish these waters till they may have had their fill and go home happily in their graves. But I would remind you now, if you enjoy this anyhow, that is the fish and game along the shore. Go back to the factory, filter that reactory, and you'll be welcome as you were before. And I've been here a long, long while, seen you as a child, and I know your son's a lot like yourself. The ducks, the geese, and loons have striven many, many moons along the sands and reeds of my shore. And I've been here a long, long while, seeing you, boy, as a child, and I know your son's a lot like yourself. The ducks, the geese, and loons have striven many, many moons all along the sands and my shore. No politics divine to rend the smoky sky, but lay here limpid beneath the sun.